We've all learned Chumash, maybe even thought we understood. But now, with his trademark depth and clarity, and his signature up-tempo Daf Yomi style, Reb Srili Bornstein uncovers the layers beneath the words, revealing a world of meaning, relevance, and beauty in every line. Where the Derech HaLimud of the Beis Medrash meets Pashat Pshat, discover the shir that's redefining how people learn Chumash. Reb Srili Bornstein's Chumash Shir. Find it on the Lakewood Daf Yomi app, or wherever this shir is being heard.
Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Tzadik Hei, and we will begin from the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Tzadik Dalid Amid Bey. So we're continuing to discuss the halachos of Dam Chatas. So the 11th Perek in Masechta Zvachim is called Perek Dam Chatas, and it deals with halachos that are mentioned in Parshas Tzav, Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Zayin through Pasuk Chav Gimel. The three halachas that are Negeya to these sugyas are, number one, the Pasuk says that if dam of a carbon chatas goes on a beged, you're obligated to now wash that beged. Another halacha, if dam of a carbon chatas, or if a carbon chatas is cooked in a kli cheres, the Torah says you shover, you have to break the kli cheres. If the carbon chatas was cooked not in a kli cheres, but rather in a kli nechoshes, then the pasuk says umayrak v'shutaf mamayim, you have to cleanse the keli. You don't have to destroy it, but at the same time you have to do merika v'shtika, which will be discussed in greater detail in tomorrow's daf. But for now, says the Mishnah halacha, beged sheyatzachutz l'kloim, if dam chatas went on a beged, the beged now left the chaymes of the azara, nichnas u'mechapsa. You have to take the beged, bring it back into the azara, and do the kibbutz b'makim kaddish. The reason is because that's what the pasuk says. V'ashayiza midama la beged ashayiza oleo techabes b'makim kaddish. It's not enough to do kibbutz. The kibbutz has to be done in the same place that avoda was done, which is b'makim kaddish. It had to be done within the klod. Nit mechutz l'kloim. What happens if the beged got dam on it, then it left the kloim, it left the chaymes of the azara, and now when it was outside of the azara, it became tom. Now, you have a problem, because on the one hand, you have a mitzvah to take the beged and bring it back into the azara, to chabis b'malkan kodesh. But at the flip side, the beged is now tomeh, and being that the beged is tomeh, now let it bring tumah into the azara. So what do? It says the Mishnah Kairai. First, you tear the beged. The thought is that by tearing the beged, you're going to destroy it, thus it won't be tummy anymore. V'nichnas, then you bring it into the azara, u'mechapsoi, b'makom kodesh, and you watch it b'makom kodesh. The Gemara is going to ask the obvious question, and that is that the extent that you're tearing the beged, thus it's not a beged anymore, with regards to tumah, then it shouldn't be a beged anymore with regards to the halacha of techabis b'makom kodesh. The mitzvah of techabis b'makom kodesh is to watch the beged. So, manavshach, if the beged was torn, and therefore the beged tameh is no longer a beged tameh, so that there's no issue of tumah, then l'chura, how could you be mekayim the mitzvah of techabes b'makom kodesh? A similar halacha, kli cheres yatzachutz l'klam, in the event that a carbon chatas was cooked in a kli cheres, where the Torah says, yishaveh, there's a mitzvah shvira, what happens if the kli cheres left the azara, nichnas, you have to bring it back in, v'shoivra, b'makom kodesh, and you have to break it, b'makom kodesh, because just like there's a halacha of techabes b'makom kodesh, the mitzvah of shviras kli cheres has to be b'makom kodesh as well. Nitmachutz l'klam, what happens if the kli cheres became tummy when it was outside of the azara, and so now you can't bring it back into the azara. So a similar halacha, noikvay, you puncture a hole in it. By puncturing a hole, it's not tummy anymore. V'nichnas, now you bring it into the azara. V'shayver b'makom kodesh, you break it in the makom kodesh. Klina chayshes yatzachutz l'klam, whatever is a klina chayshes. Weird, there's a mitzvah merika v'shtifa, and that too has to be b'makom kodesh. In the event that it left the klam, nichnas, you bring it back in. Umarke v'shayver b'makom kodesh, you do the merika v'shtifa in the azara. Nit machutz l'klam, if it became tummy outside of the azara, same issue. You can't bring it back in, but you have a mitzvah to bring it back in. Poichasai, so you destroy it to the degree that it's no longer a klina chayshes, so that there's no issue of tumah anymore. It's afterwards v'nichnas, you bring it in umarke v'shaitfa b'makom kodesh, and you do the merika v'shtifa b'makom kodesh. So essentially, the Mishnah repeated itself three times. The same idea with regards to kibos of a dam chata shenite is ala beged, with regards to a klicheres where a chatas was cooked in, and a kli nechoshes where a carbon chatas was cooked in. So the first halacha was that in the event that the beged that was nitas alei chatas left the Azar, you bring it back in, and you do the kibbutz with Makom Kadosh. What if it became Tomei? So you can't bring it back in, because you're not allowed to bring Tomei to the Azara. So first you tear it. By tearing it, it's not a beged anymore. A beged could be Makabal Tomei, right? And really, in order to properly understand this Gemara, in order for something to be Makabal Tomei, it has to be a keli, has to be a beged, has to be a finished product. But if you have a piece of material that's not a beged, the halach is it's not going to be makabel tumah. So what you do is you tear the beged, thus it's not a beged anymore. If it's not a beged, so just like it can't be makabel tumah, if it was tumah and now it's not a beged anymore, it loses its tumah. And then you bring it in. The Gemara's kasha is what we spoke at in the Mishnah, Maskev Rabino Koiroi, beged amarach, what about beged, who had his tearing the beged help? Why are you bringing it back into the Azara? To be mechabes b'machon kodesh. But that mitzvah's kibbutz has to be on a beged, to the extent that you tore it, and that's why there's no tumah problem. How you be mekayim the mitzvah of kibbutz? So the Gemara says the mishayber k'day mafiris. You don't tear it completely. You don't rip it into shreds. What you do is you tear it, but at the same time you leave over a piece. Being that you tore it, that's enough to take away the tumah. But being that you left over a chaticha chashuva, a k'day mafiris, that's a shear that somebody would use as a handkerchief. That's enough for it to still be considered a beged. And being that it's enough of a beged with regards to the mitzvah of kibbutz, that's why this works. But the Gemara says eini v'amar Rav Huna says Rafuna said that as it relates to tumah, it's true. If a beged becomes tumah, there's a way to take away the tumah. Just rip it. But Rafuna said you better really rip it, because if you're going to leave over a kedem afiris, it's still going to be considered tumah. So Rafuna said mafurish that if you're leaving over the kedem afiris and that's how you be mekayim the mitzvah of kibbutz, then this is still going to be tumah, because Rav Huna clearly qualified this halach in hilchas tumah. Rav Huna wasn't discussing dam chatas; he was discussing the laws of tumah, and he said that if you're going to tear it, but you're going to leave over a kedem afiris, it's going to be a problem. So hadra kushya leduchtan, this doesn't work. If you tear it, you don't have a beged. If you don't tear it, it's tumah. And even if you tear it and you're mishayir kedem afiris, just like it's going to be a beged, so that you can be mekayim in the midst of kibbutz, it's going to be a beged with regards to tumah as well. And fit the gemara midrabanan who two words. This that Rav Huna said that if you leave over k'dei mafiris, it's still going to be tummy. It was only midirabana. Midi Rav Huna acknowledged midi raisa that once you give it a good tear, and you have to know what a good tear is, but once you give it a good tear, even if you leave over a k'dei mafiris, it's going to be considered enough that it shouldn't be tummy anymore. This that he said, if you leave over a k'dei mafiris, it's tummy, he was discussing midirabana. Midi raisa, it's not tummy. As it relates to the mitzvah of kibbutz, you could be Mekayim the mitzvah of kibbutz. And being that you have over here a din da'iraisa that's looming, you want to be Mekayim the mitzvah of kibbutz. So even though midrabanan, if you leave over k'dei mafiris, it's considered tumah midrabanan, over here the rabbanan deferred to the da'iraisa. And they said, we want to be Mekayim the mitzvah of kibbutz, tear it, leave over k'dei mafiris, even though on a rabbinical level it's still tumah, but midrabanan it's not. And being that midrabanan it's not, bring it into the azara and do the kibbutz b'makom kadosh. Kli cheres yotzeh. Mishnah said the same exact halacha regarding a kli cheres. If you cook the carbon chatas in the kli cheres, the Torah says shvira. Where does the shvira have to be? It has to be in the azar. What happens if it left the azar, became tummy outside of the azar? On the one hand, you need to bring it in to be mekayim the mitzvah of shvira. On the flip side, you can't bring it in. So what did the Mishnah say? Make a hole. Once you make a hole, you make a nekev, that's enough to take the kli cheres out of its status of kli. Thus, it's not tummy anymore. Memela, you can bring it in. You can be mekayim the mitzvah. So again, making a hole is enough to make it not a keli with regards to the law of tumah v'taira. It's not enough to make it not a keli with regards to the mitzvah shvira. So it's not a keli l'inyan tumah. It is a keli l'inyan shvira. But the Gemara says, what's this maman of shach? Kli amar achman of alay kliu. If it's not a keli with regards to tumah, and that's why you can bring it into nazar, then it shouldn't be a kli with regards to the mitzvah shvira as well. So the Gemara says, shenika b'shayrish katan. Now there's a certain type of hole which would render it not a keli with regards to the laws of tumah, but it's still going to be considered a keli with regards to the mitzvah of kibbutz. Either way, we found this in between stage, klina chayshes, paichsay, klina chayshes. The Mishnah said same thing. Klina chayshes has a mitzvah marika v'shtifa. If the chatas was cooked in it, it has to be done in makom kadosh. If it was taken outside, you have to bring it back in. What if it was taken outside and it became tameh? So you can't bring it back in because of the tumah. So what you do is you paiches it. Incidentally, Rashi's medayik that by the kli cheres the Mishnah said noikvay. By the klina chayshes the Mishnah said paichsay. So this is really Masechtas Kalim 101. But it's more difficult to take a klina chayshes and make it not a kli cheres anymore than it is a kli cheres. For a kli cheres, all you have to do is make a nekev. That's something very small. Peiches means you have to deform it. You have to do something a little bit more significant. But the bottom line is, the Mishnah said, that's what you're supposed to do. Once you peiches it, it's not a keli anymore. if it's not a keli, how are you bringing it back in? And paich sounds like you really deformed it. You did something more significant. So to the extent that you did something more significant, it's going to be very hard to argue and say, oh, it's just not a keli with regards to tumah, but it is a keli with regards to marika v'shtifa. So the Gemara says, you're right, the ratzif marzif. What you do is you bring it into the azara and then you put it back together. And when you put it back together, then you could do the marika v'shtifa. That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Tosfos jumps on Rashi. And Tosfos says that if there's an option to just put it back together, then what was the whole issue? What's the problem with the beged, tear the beged, bring it back in, and sew it back together, and then be mekayin the mitzvah of kibbutz? What's the issue with the kli cheres? Break the kli cheres outside of the other, destroy it. You don't have to leave over kidei mafayres. We don't have to be doicha rafhulis derabanan. Just do the shvira outside, bring it back into the azara, and put it back together. Just like we're saying the ratzif martzif works by kli nechayshes, why should the ratzif martzif not work by kli cheres? And why should it not work by beged? Either way, ayin Tosfos. Zok the Gemara vayitam Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said me'il shenitma. What happens if the me'il, the mill that the kohen used to wear, became tame? So says the Torah, it became first dam chatas went on the me'il, it left the azara, and now it became tame. So you want to bring the me'il back into the azara, so you could be mekayim the mitzvah of kibbutz. The problem is it's tamei. So what was the eitzah that the Mishnah gave? Tear it. Says Reish Lakish, that eitzah works for every beged except for the me'il. There you don't have that option. What do you need to do? Machnisei bepachis misholosh al sholosh u'mechapsoi. You take a small part of the me'il, you literally stand by Shar Nikna, right, where the Metzora used to stand, where the Saita used to stand. You go to a place where you're literally at the border of where Chol meets Kodesh. You stick in a little bit of the me'il, pachis misholosh al sholosh, which is the minimum shear of Tumah. So you're taking a me'il, excellent question, where the entire me'il is tameh, but you're only going to be machnis a pachis mikashir. By you taking this pachis mikashir in, you never brought tumah into the azara, and you wash it. But to tear it is not an option. Why not? Nishum shenema lo yikareya. It's a pasuk, Shmoyis perich of ches. The Torah is describing the me'il. V'hoya pi roishoy betoichoy, safa yeh lepiv, safa v'maise, oirek efi sachro yeh, lo yikareya. The Torah says you're not allowed to tear the me'il. So it's a loisa saying the Torah to tear the me'il. So says Reish Lakish, to tear the me'il is not an option. So being that you don't have the option of the Mishnah, we need to resort to a plan B. There is a plan B. The plan B is take pachas megimel am gimel and bring it into the azar. And that's a little bit of a chiddush. The reason it's a chiddush, because this idea of pachis megimel al gimel means that there's a certain minimum shear that something has to be in order for it to be mekabel tumah, in order for it to be tameh, so that all the halachas of tumah are going to apply. What's the shear of a beged? It has to be gimel atzbayis al gimel atzbayis. It's a very small shear, but there is a shear nonetheless. What we're saying is that here you have a big beged, it's a nice sized beged, but if you're machnes into the azara pachais megimel al gimel at a time, so in that case you were never over the iser tumah, because the shear that you brought in was a pachais mekashir, so to speak, even though it's part of a beged that's already tameh. Stating that, it's not an issue. To do kriya is not going to work, because the Torah says lo yikareya. This is the only option. Tosfos, small Tosfos, second to last Tosfos on the Amid, asks a bomb kasha. We learned a sugya earlier in the Masechta Daf Lamed Beis, bia b'miktas, shma bia or lo shma bia. Meaning, someone that's tummy is not allowed to enter the azara. What if he doesn't enter roishe v'ruba v'shulchana? He's just a bia b'miktas. He sticks his thumbs in. Is that considered a bia into the azara, so that you're over the iser of tumas miktas v'kalashav? Or maybe no. Maybe you need bia skula. But there's a man dama that holds beer and mixes shma bia. Freik Tosfos, according to the man dama that holds beer and mixes shma bia, why you let it take a little bit of the beged? L'chura, by taking a little bit of the beged, it's shma bia. It's as if the entire beged entered. So Tosfos doesn't have a problem fundamentally with the Gemara's eitzah. But Tosfos feels that it's totally in the machloikas and chas, whether bia b'mikzah shma bia or bia b'mikzah shloi shma bia. If a person that's tamei is not allowed to enter b'mikzahs, then a beggar that's tamei shouldn't be able to enter b'mikzahs either. And Tosfos says a chiddush. Tosfos says that even though there's a mandam and chas that holds bia b'mikzah shma bia, that's only a person, a beggar, a keli, there's no halacha bia b'mikzah shma bia. By a person, there's an idea of bia b'mikzah shma bia. By a beggar or a keli, there's no. I ain't Tosfos, small Tosfos, but Tosfos gives a reason. The income and commitment. Either way, we'll speak out some more raid, but for now, Frank the Gemara Kasha. Moisiv Rav Ada Bar Ahava. Rav Ada Bar Ahava asked the Kasha. So Rish Lakish said that if the Me'il had Dam Chatos, that was in Nites Aleha, it left the club. You want to bring it back inside. The Mishnah said, how you do that? You tear it. The Me'il, you're not allowed to tear it. It says in the Torah, you correct. So what do? You Machnes Pachos Misholish Al Sholish. So Rav Ada Bar Ahava asked a Kasha, Biderich Agav, Ha'ovin V'harakin. The Mishnah says, this is Mesechtes Kalim, Perik Chofches. I don't know if you ever made it that far. But either way, Ha'ovin V'harakin, Im Bahen, Sholosh Al Sholosh. The minimum sheer tumma of the Avin Harakin and Rakin, things, materials that are very thick, or materials that are very, very soft, is not Sholosh Al Sholosh. Rather, they're Shloisha Al Shloisha. So ordinarily, the minimum sheer material, in order for it to be Mekabel tumma, has to be 3 etzbeis or 3 etzbeis. We said it's a very small sheer. But Ha'avin, something that's thick, Rakin, something that's very soft, the sheer is a bigger shear. The shear is shloisha al shloisha, 3 tfachim al 3 tfachim. What's the kasha? The kasha is that the Me'il says Rashi avhu. It was made of a thick material. So why did Rish Lakish say machnisei pachas mishalosh al shalosh? L'chura, you have a little bit more flexibility. You don't have to do it pachas mishalosh al shalosh. As long as it's within shloisha al shloisha, that would be enough. So the Gemara says agav avi and chashivi. What's the point in Sholosh al Sholosh versus Sholosh al Sholosh? It has to be a sheer chashev. Ordinarily, material is chashev as long as once it's Sholosh al Sholosh. Sholosh al Sholosh is chashev. If something's too very thick or something's very, very soft, the material is deemed to not be chashev unless it's Sholosh al Sholosh. That's why it's not Mekabel Tumah unless it's Sholosh al Sholosh. The Me'il was of a thick material, but being that it was part of the Me'il, so it was chashev even if it's Sholosh al Sholosh. So although ordinarily a regular piece of material that's thick is not considered chashev unless it's shloish al shloish. Thus, there's no halachas of tumah unless it's shloish al shloish. But the me'il, agav aviyah, being that it's part of its father, so to speak, in this case, the me'il, it's chashev even if it's shloish al shloish. Less than shloish al shloish is not chashev. But at the very least, if it's shloish al shloish, that will be chashev. Freik the Gemara, another kasha. So you have a halacha of dam chabes. It's a pasuk in the Torah. V'ashe yizem midom ala beged, ashe yizem ala te chabes b'makom kodesh. Freik the Gemara, a general question on the whole halacha of Kibbutz Dam Chatas, which is the theme of the first part of this parak. And that is that the way that Dam Chatas was washed from a beged was by using the 7 samimonim. The Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Bar Avua, Dam Chatos Umarus Negoim Tzrichen Shivas Samimon. Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabbi Bar Avua that when the Torah says Techades, when you have to do kibbutz of Dam Chatos, so you couldn't just take soap or detergent and wash it off. There's a very specific way that you need to do it, and you have to use the Shiva Samamonim, the same Shiva Samamonim that I use in Maris Nagon to take out a neg. What's the problem? The problem is that one of the Shiva Samamonim was Meiraglayim. Rashi lists them. It's a Gemara Nida Daf Samachal Home Beis. Roik Tafel Umeiraglayim Vanessa Ruburis Vaoil Vakamunya Vaashlak. The problem is, how could you do it in Malkin Kaddish? Shei Machnisa Meiraglayim Lemikdosh. The Gemara doesn't say that, but we know you're not allowed to bring Meiraglayim into the Beis Hamikdosh. So the Gemara is asking a general question. There's a mitzvah of kibbutz on a beged that has dam chatas on it. The mitzvah's kibbutz has to be b'mako and kodesh, so much so that the Mishnah says that if it left the club, you have to bring it back inside. The kash is, it needs to be done with the shiva samimonim, and one of the shiva samimonim is meiraglayim. The imachnis the meiraglayim the mikdash from the yakov. V'chitim the ma'avdu ba'di shiva samimonim. You'll tell me, maybe you mixed it up together with the other samimonim. U'ma'avdu l'kachulu k'chad, and use them all together. But time to the Mishnah, v'yirim shleik esujon. If you did it out of order, meaning there's an order that you need to do it. Oish. Or if you mix it all together, you did it in one shot, it's not good. Meaning, so you can't be mevatel it in some other min, in some other ingredient. You have to do them all at the same time. So maybe when the Mishnah says that you can mix it, it means you can't mix them all together. But maybe you can mix it with one. But the Gemara says that doesn't either work. And the Mishnah says you have to take each ingredient individually and you have to rub it 3 times. The point is there's no ambiguity over here. It's not like you can somehow come up, you need to take each ingredient individually. One of them is the Meiraglayim. Ein machnis and Meiraglayim b'mikdash. So the Gemara says, no, you know why it's not a problem? Because they used to and mix it together with Reik Tafel, that's tasteless saliva. Dam Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish said, Reik Tafel Tzarech Sheyeheim Kol Echad Ve'echad. Rish Lakish said that all of the seven Samamanim were mixed together with Reik Tafel. The Meir Aglaim was also mixed with Reik Tafel. So if it was mixed with Reik Tafel, said there's no issue. Machnisa Meir Aglaim and Mikdash Vnei HaKavod is if you're bringing the Meir Aglaim in by itself. But once it's mixed with something else, at that point it's not going to be an issue. Thus, that would be the option XL. So before we go weiter, two horas. So the theme of this morning's daf, the first part of this morning's daf, is there's a mitzvah of kibbutz by Adam Chatas Shenites al Abeget. There's a mitzvah Shvira of a Karben Chatas that was cooked in a Kli Chayes. There's a mitzvah Marika Vishtifa with a Karben Chatas that was cooked in a Kli Nechayes. The mitzvah of Kibbutz, Shvira, and Marika Vishtifa respectively all had to be done in the Azara. Mishnah discussed what happens if the Beget or the Keli left the Azara, then it became Tameh, you can't bring it back in. So the Mishnah discussed, hey, if it was a Beget, what you do is you tear it outside the Beget, you tear it so that there shouldn't be a problem of Toma. You leave over a Ketei Mafiris, it's still considered a beggar with regards to the laws of Kibbutz, and that's the way you mekayim the mitzvah of Kibbutz b'makim kodesh. Rish Lakish said that would work for every single beggar other than the Me'il. It says in the Torah regarding the Me'il, lo yikarei, not let it tear the Me'il. So it's not an option. So Rish Lakish came up with another etzah. Machnisei pachas misholesh al-sholesh, why not shloish al-sholesha? The shir is sholesh al-sholesh, as long as you bring in pachas misholesh al-sholesh at a time, there's no be of a mixus when it comes to a beggar. That would be the etzah of had it. L'chura is a very stark kasha on Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said that I have one problem with the Mishnah, meaning I have one example, one hechitimtso where the law of the Mishnah wouldn't apply, and that is the Me'il. And the reason is because it says in the Torah, Lo Yikareya. The Rambam in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, Perek Tes, Halacha Gimel says, Da'kireya pi'i me'il loika. If somebody tears, the piv of the Me'il gets Malkus. Shenemar Lo Yikareya. Vahu Adin says the Rambam lechol big day kahuna. The same is true for all big day kahuna. Sha'akireya oisam derech hashchaso loika. The Rambam's clear, again, Perik Tes Halacha Gimel Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, that even though when it says in the Torah, Lo Yikareya, the Torah says it by the Me'il, Lav Dafke the Me'il. The same is true for all the big day kuna. Again, HaKareya Pia Me'il Loika, Shenema Lo Yikareya. And then the Rambam continues, V'hu Adin L'chol Big Day Kuna, Sha'akareya Oysam Derech HaShchasa Loika. So the Rambam is beforeish. The Rambam says that this Halacha of Lo Yikareya is not exclusive to the Me'il. It's true for all Big Day Kuna. And even though the Torah said it by the Me'il, but really it applies to all Big Day Kahuna. If that's the case, Shtelzich the Shaila and the Mishnah Melech brings the Kasha from the Baal Korban Chagiga that he doesn't understand. If that's the case, why did Reish Lakish say Me'il Shenikra? L'chur, it's not only with regards to the Me'il, it's true for all Big Day Kuna. So Pasha, you're going to tell me, because the Torah said Lo Yikareya by the Me'il. Maybe that's why Reish Lakish said the Me'il, but the Baal Korban Chagiga wasn't happy with that. The Baal Karmic Hagiga felt at the end of the day Rish Lakish is saying a halacha. And if Rish Lakish is saying a halacha, why did Rish Lakish only say the halacha by the Me'il? L'chur, the halacha is true for all the big day kuna as well. Matter of fact, if you take a look at the Rambam in Perik Ches Hilchas Maaseh Karbonis, where the Rambam brings the halacha, the Rambam also brings it by the Me'il. Me'il shenites all of dam chatos, v'yotza v'nitma b'chutz, kesadu oisa, v'akarei oisa loike, k'moisha b'yarnu. So the Rambam says, what happens if the Me'il breaks? He brings the of our Mishnah, that if the beged tears, and if the beged became tummy outside of the Azar, just tear it. Talk to Rambam. What about the Me'il? We were Mevayer. Where's Kemoy Shaviyarnu? Perik Tes Halacha Gimel Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. They not let it tear the Me'il. So what do you do if the Me'il became tummy? Why is the kasha only by the Me'il? Fake the Karben Chagiga. It's not only a kasha by the Me'il. It's a kasha for all the big day kuna. At the end of the day, the Rambam said, V'hu Adin L'chol Big Day Kuna. A bumbikash. Zok the Baal Karmi Chagiga, that if you look carefully at Lashoinai Hazav Shal Rambam, you're going to see that the Rambam changed his Lashon when he mentioned the Isser Lo Yikarei regarding the Me'il versus when he mentioned the Isser Lo Yikarei by Shar Big Deguna. Again, Vahakoreya Pia Me'il Loika. If somebody tears the Me'il, he gets Malchus. Shenemar Lo Yikareya. Continues the Rambam, V'hu Adin L'chol Big Day Kuna. The same is true for all Big Day Kuna. Sha'akoreya Oysam Derech Hashchasa Loika. That if somebody tears it, Derech Hashchasa Loika. You see, by the Me'il, the Rambam doesn't say Derech Hashchasa. The Rambam added Derech Hashchasa when it comes to Shar Big Day Kuna. Said the Baal Karben Chagiga, every word in the Rambam, every syllable in the Rambam has a cheshbon. By Shar Big Day Kuna, it's true, there's an Loisa say of Lo Yikareya. There's an iser to tear it. But it's only aser if you tear it derech hashchasa. It's dafka by the me'il, where there's an iser to tear the me'il, even shaloi b'derech hashchasa. Says the Baal Karmel Chagiga, if you're going to tear the beged, and the purpose of tearing the beged is for some tikkun, le'eze tikkun, in that case, it's not going to be considered derech hashchasa. Why are you tearing this beged? Because there's dam chatas in the beged. And you want to be mekayim a mitzvah, esedai raisa, of techaves b'makom kodesh. That's why you're tearing the beged. You want to bring it back inside. There's no other way to get it into the azor if you to be mekayim the mitzvah. So it's true. Kriya in a vacuum is a destructive act. But you're doing it for a constructive motive. You're doing it because you want to be metahir it so that you should be able to become the mitzvah of the Chabbos B'makom Kodesh. So by Shar Big Day Kahuna, where although it's true you're not allowed to tear the Big Day Kahuna, but the Torah says, HaKoreya Oysam Derech HaShchosa, like it's only where it's Derech HaShchosa, so there is no issue. You can tear it. I thought it's also to tear even Sharbik Dekuna, only Derech Hashchasa. This is not Derech Hashchasa, it's Davke the Me'il, where the Pasuk says, Loi Kareya, Vakareya Pia Me'il Loika, and the Rambam doesn't qualify it by saying Derech Hashchasa. There, even if it's Derech Tikkun, it's going to be Aser. Over there, even if it's Derech Tikkun, it's going to be Aser. That's why Rish Lakish's whole issue was by a Me'il, and that's why the Rambam, Perek Hashilchas Maiser Kabanas, brought it only with regards to. But the question is, what's the beer? L'churim Manav Shach, if by the Me'il, Loi Kareya means even Derech Hashchasa, then why by Sharbik Tekuna should it be different? So the Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah, Kuf Aleph, and the Chasam Sofer and the Chuvin Yerideya Simin, Reish Samech Dalet, Shneim Nischavnu Udabar Echad, and it's really, if you take a look at the Noisa Kalim, it's pretty clear in the discussion of the Achrenim and the Rambam, the Pshan the Rambam is as follows. The Torah says Loi Kareya by the Me'il. So really, it's only by the Me'il that you have this new lav that you're not allowed to tear the Me'il. Either Rambam says Sharbik Tekuna, you're not allowed to tear as well. The reason you're not allowed to tear Sharbik Tekuna is not because of Loi Kareya. Loi Kareya's with regards to the Me'il. The reason you're not allowed to ship Sharbik Tehuna is for the same reason you're not allowed to be Moichik Deshem Hashem. It's the same reason that the Rambam passes the Perek Aleph Hilchos Beis Abchira that you're not allowed to cut, you're not allowed to carve off a stone from the Mizbeach or from the Heichal or from the Ulam. The reason is because it's a Makom Kadosh, it's a Dovet Shebekdusha, and you're not allowed to destroy Kedusha. The Makar to that is also a pasuk in the Torah. It's Parshas Re'eh. It's a better known pasuk. It's a pasuk that comes up very often, and that is Abe Ta'abdunas Kol Hamakoyimus Avdusha Magoyim. Hashem told you that you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. You have to destroy. You have to eradicate all the places that the Goyim worshipped Avodah Zarah. Vinitats them as mizbechaisim. What should you do? You should destroy their mizbechais. Vishibart them as matzevoisim. You should knock down their matzevois. Vashereim tisrufum veish. You should burn their asherois. Upsile elehem tigadeyon. And you should uproot their avodazoras. Viibadetem eshmon. You should erase their names when I'm welcome. And then the Torah says, Loi sasim keim lasham lekeichem. All these things that I'm commanding you, that I'm telling you, you need to do for the avodah zarah, there's a loy sase of loy sasin lasham lekechem. And this pasuk, loy sasin lasham lekechem, is the makar that you're not allowed to be meichik the shem Hashem. Because it says, v'yibadetem eshemon, the shem is of avodah zarah, you have a mitzvah to be ma'abit, and then it says loy sasin lasham lekechem. You're not allowed to do it lasham lekechem. This is the makar that you're not allowed to be noitates the mizbeach, because it says when he touched them as mizbechaisim, and then it says leisasim lasham lekeichem. Says the Michas Chinuch and the Chasam Sofer. That's how the Rambam knew that you're not going to be kareya big dekuna, because that's poshut in this idea of the ibadetem eshmam and amakom ahu, destroy everything related to avodah zarah, would mean that if you see the begodim that the priest, the galich, used to wear when he used to worship avodah zarah, there'd be a mitzvah to get rid of it. If there's a mitzvah to get rid of his garments, then there's a leisasim of leisasim lasham lekeichem. That means the makar to Sharbik Tikkun is not Loi Kareya. It's this pasuk Loi Sasin Lashem Lekechem. Lamai Nafgemino would be that that's pasuk that when it comes to Loi Sasin Lashem Lekechem, it's only Derech Hashchasa that's also. But Derech Tikkun is going to be okay. Meaning you're not allowed to be Moichik Teshem Hashem. But Derech Tikkun, you are allowed to be Moichik Teshem Hashem. You're not allowed to be Noitzetz the Mizbeach. But Derech Tikkun, you are allowed to be Noitzetz the Mizbeach, like the Yidden did in the Hanukkah time. But there were times in history where they had to remove and destroy Almanas, so Yisra Almanas Livnois. There were times where they had to be Moichik Almanas Lichtoiv. They had to do these things. So these are all things that are okay as long as you're doing it Litzorech Tikkun, because then it's not Loisasun Lashem Lekechem. Loisasun Lashem Lekechem is the Torah says destroy the Avodah Zarah and don't do the same thing. When it says in the Torah, says the Chasam Sofer, what if you would destroy the Avodah Zarah of Derech Hashchasa al Menas L'Sakik. Would you be Mekayim the Mitzvah V'Yibad Dem Hashemam and Amakam Ahu? He says, no, it'd be a horrible, disgusting thing. It means Derech Hashchasa. So when it says L'Sasim Hashem L'Keichem, it also means Dafka Derech Hashchasa. But to the extent that, meaning the Shulchan Aruch L'Sasim Hashem L'Keichem is governed by what V'Yibad Dem Hashemam and Amakam Ahu is. And being V'Yibad Dem Hashemam and Amakam Ahu means Derech Hashchasa, there's only a L'Sasim that's Derech Hashchasa. There'd be no V'Yibad Dem if it was Derech Hashchasa al Menas L'Sakik, so to speak. So too the can't be a L'Sasim Kehem Hashem L'Keichem. That's all Shuf Hashar Big Dekuna. But when it comes to the Me'il, there it says in the Torah, like, Kareya, there's no wiggle room. There the Torah says very clearly, you need to go ahead and you need to make sure that you don't tear it. Doesn't matter if it's Derech Tikkun or if it's Derech Hashchas, it's not related to Le'isas and L'Shem L'Keichem. Being it's not related to Le'isas and L'Shem L'Keichem, over there's going to be no issue. Incidentally, there's no time for this morning, but that Shuvah in the Chassam Sofer, again, it's Yeridei, Simen Reish Samach Dalad, the beginning of the Shuvah was, it was a Sofer that was writing the Sefer Torah, and there were mistakes in the Sefer Torah. The question was that, can you start erasing things which would involve mechikas Hashem? You'd be erasing the Shem Hashem. You know, you're not allowed to be mechik the Shem Hashem. It's one of the worst things a person can do. It's mentioned in Perek Chelik, Nechsam Tzayv quotes the Gemara that the Malchi Yisrael, one of the terrible things they did, She'im Lam Chelik Lo'im Abaz, they used to be the Askaris of the Sefer Torah. It's a very, very bad thing. The bottom line is, but over here you're not just doing it frivolously, you're doing it because Sefer made a mistake. You don't want to have to get rid of the entire Yuria or an entire Sefer Torah. That was the question that was asked to the Chassam Sofer. And the Shoyl was very unsure. And the Chassam Sofer told him in Sfar it should be okay. And then he had a raya from a Brisa Masechtas Soferim. And then he said, let's see if we can bring a raya from Shas. So the Chassam Sofer goes through an exercise. Can we find a raya from Shas that the Loisase of Loisas and Lashon Lekechem is not an issue if you do it? Meaning, I'm not sure the reason you're not allowed to be meichik to Shem Hashem is because of Leisasim Hashem Alekeichem. Is that only if you do it derech hashchasa? What if it's not derech hashchasa? And this was a halacha lemaisa question where a sefer wants to now erase the Shem Hashem in a sefer Torah, wants to be koyded askara, but he's doing it al manas l'sakin. He wants to preserve a sefer Torah. So is it okay or is it not okay? So the Chassam Sofer goes through rayas. He has a raya from a gemara here. One of his rayas is zvachim daf tzadikay. Obviously, in zvachim daf tzadikay, Rish Lakish said mil. Why does Shlokish say Me'il? What about the Sharbik Dekuna? The Rambam says Sharbik Dekuna, there's also an Issa to do Kriya. The Torah says that's related to Loisasin, and this is not Derech Hashchasa. So he says, you see Loisasin, that's not related to Derech Hashchasa. It's Gevaldik. He's asking a Shaila in Hilchasei V'Torah, and you have to know Dam Chatas, you have to know Mesach Kizvachim. Either way, that's the first Torah. The second Torah is, Dachreinim Ask Akasha. So Rish Lakish says, the Me'il, you're not allowed to tear. So if you're not allowed to tear the Me'il, what's the Eitzah with the Me'il? So the Rish Lakish says, take less than a shir sholosh hasholosh, be machnis in it to the azara, and that's going to be okay. Meaning, if you would take the entire me'il and bring it into the azara, that would be a problem. If you take pachas mikasher, it's not an issue. Taisa asked the kasha, what happened to biyah b'miktsah shmabiyah? Taisa said that when it comes to a beged or a keli, you don't have the halacha of biyah b'miktsah shmabiyah. But the achrayim ask a different kasha. The achrayim ask that what happened to chatz yishir asim in atayra? Meaning, you're not allowed to eat a kezayis of nevela. So does that mean I can eat less than a kezayis? Machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon says chatz yishir asim in haTorah. That even midei rais you're not allowed to eat pachas mikezayis. I've always heard kezayis. That's with regards to the oilish. You would only get malchus if you ate a kezayis. But chatz yishir asim in haTorah. Even Rish Lakish that argues, Rish Lakish holds chatz yishir is only asim. It's mutam and atayr, but it's asim midrabban. But midrabban and alkoponim, everybody agrees that chatz yishir is asr. So freg and nachrein and makasho, what's this eitzah be machnas pachas mishalosh? Why is taking in less than sholosh al sholosh any different? Why is that any different than eating less than a kezayis of nevela? Where being that chatz yishir is asr, luchura, it should be asr to be machnas even pachas mishalosh al sholosh. And nachrein and mamayis are very nice. Bishlam Rish Lakish. Who said it's an Eitzah? It's Rish Lakish Lashitasa. Because Rish Lakish is the man that holds in Shas Chatz Yishir is Mutam in HaTorah. Does it mean that Chatz Yishir is Mutam in HaTorah? So Midai Raisa, it's not also to take in Pachas Mishalosh HaSholosh. We have a Day Raisa of the Mitzvah of Kippos. And just like the Gemara said that even though Kriya, where you're leaving over Kedei Maferis, there's still going to be an Issa D'Rabbanan to bring it into the Azara. But the Mrs. Kibas D'Raisa's Doicha, that Issa D'Rabbanan, so to hear too. Even though by being Machnis, Pachis, Mishalish, Al-Shalish, you're going to be over an Issa D'Rabbanan, but the Mitzvah of Kibas is going to be Doicha, Issa D'Rabbanan. The problem is the Rambam. It always comes down to the Rambam. The Rambam paskins, like Rish Lakish is Halacha, like we mentioned earlier. The Rambam says that you can be Machnis, Pachis, Mishalish, Al-Shalish. The Rambam also paskins, like Rabbi Yechanan. The Chatzish is Asim and HaTorah. The Rambam, Mishitasa, you hold Chatzish is Asim and HaTorah. Torah, why is this a good idea to take the me'il in? Pachas mishalosh al shalosh. What happened to chatzi shir asa min ha-Torah? So the truth is, what's the answer? What's the answer? The answer is based on Yisoy, we've spoken out many times in the daf. And that is when it comes to Tumah, there's no Chatzis Shir Asa Min HaTorah. When it comes to Isurim, there's a Chatzis Shir Asa Min HaTorah. But when it comes to Tumah, even though Tumah has Isurim implications, a Kohen's not allowed to be Metama, a Nazir's not allowed to be Metama, you can't bring Tumah to the base of Mikdash, Tumah's Mikdash V'Kadoshav, takes up a lot of real estate in Shas. Right, there's a lot of laws that are related to Tumah. But Tumah at its core is not a question of this is a Heter. Tumah at its core is a shail of Tumah. And when it comes to Tumah, there's no Allah of Chatzis Shir Asa Min HaTorah. We always speak at a very nice Mar Mokim, and that's a Rashi tucked away. Mesechtes Brachas Daf Hey. The context is Rabbi Yochanan, who lo yaleinu lost 10 sons. We will not speak out the truth is like Einim. But Rabbi Yochanan, who lo yaleinu lost 10 sons, and he used to walk around with the bone of his 10th son, and he would be Menachem people, he would say, Dein Gerama Dasi Rabbi. And Rashi over there throws in three words. Rashi says that Rabbi Yochanan used to walk around with a bone. It was Pachas Mikasayr, Rashi says. It was less than the size of a barley. It was Pachas Mikasayr. Why'd Rashi say it was like, and if it was bigger than a barley, what is a barley? You have to do with anything. The reason is because Rabbi Yechon was a Kayin. Taisa asks the cash, how could Rabbi Yechon walk around with a bone? Rabbi Yechon was a Kayin. A Kayin's not allowed to be Metama. Zok Rashi, it was Pachas Mikisaira. Fregend Achrayinim, Pachas Mikisaira. What happened to Chatzis Shir Asa Min HaTorah? If a Kayin's not allowed to be Metama to a Saira, he shouldn't be able to be Metama to a Pachas Mikisaira either. The Teretz is, why? Because a Chatzis Shir? Oh, it's Tumah. By Tumah, there's no Chatzis Shir. But aim based Medrash Bolechim Chedesh, and I'm in the mood of digressing. So just indulge us, please, for about 2 minutes. Aim based Medrash Bolechim Chedesh. There's a tshuva from the Chavis Yair. So the Chavis Yair's tshuva is in Simen Tetzvah. The context over there is Hilchas Nedarim. So this is a good Mar Mokim to remember. That's Hashem when we learn Masechtas Nedarim again. But the Shaila was like this. Somebody sent the Chavis Yair a Shaila that there was a Yid who was on a business trip. And apparently, it was a very, very rough trip. There were a lot of delays and it was very, very rough. And this man was so frustrated that he said, and I quote, "Venichtzurik kimim yetz Hashem miyam liyabasha, zol mir osir zayin ein mile vegish zugein." Basically, what he said was, and they bring the translation, thankfully not in English, but in Lushan HaKodesh, in Mama Lushan, Kasher Echzer, Yetz Hashem, Yabli Abosha, Ye Osir Olai Leleches Bidrochim, Afilu Parsa Achas. He said that. He said that when I come back, that's it, done. I'm quitting my job. Going back to Koilel, I am not going on another business trip again. He said, and he said, not just that, I'm not even going to go one parsa. One parsa. Anyways, he makes this neder, b'shem of Malchus, and he's all excited with himself. He comes home, and the first time, you know, he wants to go to the grocery store. Is it within a parsa? He wasn't sure if he's allowed to leave his house. He had a major issue, so he sent it to his local rabbi, who forwarded the shaila to the Chavis Yair. It's a beautiful tshuva. Chavis Yair Stansov apparently wasn't well at the time, and he was very, very not well, and he describes some of the symptoms even, and he's lying in bed, and he said he really has no kayach, but he said that somebody sends me a shaila, I feel an achrayus to answer the shaila. And he wrote back, the tshuva begins on page Nun Vav, and it ends on page Ayin. So that's the response. It's a brilliant response. But the bottom line is that the shayl came from many angles. One of the angles, Asher Nageil, none of it is Nageil in Yenenu, but the one that is a little bit Nageil in Yenenu is that he wanted to know that if the neder was that he's not going to go up to a, this like really has no shaykhs, but he said if I'm not, he made a neder that he's not going to go up to a parsa, then maybe he can't even go less than a parsa. Because Chatzis Shir Asa Min HaTorah, it's a great chat. Right? So he wanted to know Chatzis Shir Asa Min HaTorah. So the Chavis Yair tells him that you know Chatzis Shir Asa Min HaTorah is an overly quoted idea, right? Every kash, I'm the Chatzis Shir, right? So says the Chavis Yair, I have to tell you a few yesoides. So he says, I have to tell you a few yesoides about Chatzis Shir because I see it's a misquoted idea. So he said, I want to tell you two yesoides. One that's negay to the tshuva, and one that's negay to us. The one that was negay to the tshuva that the Chavis Yair said was, he said that the only time you say Chatzis Shir is when the shir is not mefurish in the Torah. But any time the shir is mefurish in the Torah said what the shir is, there's no Chatzis Shir Asa Min HaTorah. Gishmak. So for example, how do you know that when it says in the Torah, Nalad in Nevela, it means a Kazayas? Shirum and Nemar Alach L'Mayish Mesinai. It's not mefurish in the Torah. It's Alach L'Mayish Mesinai. Being that the shir is not mefurish in the Torah, that you thou shalt not eat nevela means a kezayis. Memela chatzis shir asman atayra says you also not let eat pachas mekezayis. But wherever the shir is either mafurish or it's a drush in the Torah, so over there you don't say chatzis shir asman atayra. Oh, gvaldik. See, all right, exactly. It's like if I didn't eat, right? That is the tzuras hamitzvah or the tzuras halois haseh. Yeah, the lomdus is gvaldik, and we've spoken out some of the lomdus in the past. But the point is this. The point is, he says, I'll give you two examples. Number one, dalad amis bishus harabim. You know, you're not allowed to carry dalad amis bishus harabim. Now, even though it's halacha l'moshe b'sinai, but there's a makar in the Torah. The Gemara in Perek Hazorik and Masechta Shabbos learns it out from a pasuk. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to carry bishus harabim, and you can't even carry dalad amis. Dalad amis is mefurish in the Torah. So it says the Chavis Yar. I've seen people ask a kasha that if you're not allowed to carry dalad amis, you shouldn't be able to carry two amis either. You shouldn't be able to carry three amis or one amis. Chatzis shir asim in the Torah. So it's not a kasha, because being that dalad amis is mefurish in the Torah, wherever the shir is mefurish, you don't have the halacha of chatzis shir asim in the Torah. Says, I'll give you another example. He says tchum Shabbos. He says tchum Shabbos. You're not allowed to go a payim amis outside of the tchum. I shouldn't be able to go a thousand amis out. It's a klutz kasha. Why is it a klutz? Because that is the shir. The Torah said the shir. Wherever the Torah says the shir, that means the shir is a chelek of the tzuras alois aseh. It's not the pshat. There's a lav and there's a shir. The shir is part and parcel of the lav, as much as leaving the tchum is part and parcel of the lav. The lav is don't go outside 2,000 amis. If I didn't go 2,000 amis, just like if I didn't go outside at all, that wouldn't be the lois aseh. Because the shir is a chelik of the chetza, of the tzura, of the gavra, of everything, of the chalois, of the pula. It's part of the life. You can't have the lav without the shir. So over there, it doesn't pass to say chatzis shir asim in atera. So says the Chavis Yair. What was the person's nether? He said, I'm not going to go a parsa. Being that he said, I'm not going to go apart, doesn't pass chatzis here. Because now the chevtza of the nether is a parsa. Being that the chevtza is a parsa, it's like Tchum Shabbos, where the chevtza of the Isra is Alpayim Amo. It's like Hoytza Dalam Shusarabim, where the chevtza of the Isra of the Hoytza is the Dalam Amis. It doesn't make sense to have a chatzis here awesome in that there. The second Yisoid, the Chavis Yair says, which is the one that we need, he says, I want to tell you another Yisoid, and that is, Ein Inyan Chatzis here Bedover She'ein Loy Iker Klal Bit Torah belav, something that's not at its core a lav, there's no chatzis shir. Kigoyin kol shiurei tumas oichlin umashkin umeis v'nevela v'sheretz ukayoytze behem das mechinu b'kra the ein devrayim be'iser rak kach amru. Bottom line is, says the Chavis Yair, that's something that's not at its core of lav, such as tuma, even though, says the Chavis Yair, it affects lavin. Bottom line is those are two yesoides that the Chavis Yair said. The first one was Negei is Tshuva. The second one, he mentioned Derech Agav. That's why we mentioned the Derech Agav. I'll tell you something else, Derech Agav. And that is that the Chavis Yair says at the end that why couldn't you just be Mater Neder, right? Let's just be Mater Neder. Hataras Nadarim is a very big deal. So he said that the Shoyl held that you couldn't be Mater Neder, if I'm understanding this properly, is because it seems that when this person made the Neder, when he made the Neder, listen to what he said. He said, I want the Neder to be like the Neder of Shimshon Baal Dalila. He made like a Nazir Shimshon. And being that he made a Nazir Shimshon, we know Nazir Shimshon, the Rambam says, is no Hatara. This is Nazir 101. And being that there's no Hatara on Nazir Shimshon, right, Shimshon HaGibra is the most famous Nazir of all time. There were other famous Nazir. Right, Shmuel was a Nazir. There were other famous Nazir. But Yosef Tzadik, the Gemara says, was a Nazir of the Kodkoi Nazir Echa. But the point is that the most famous Nazir, of course, was Shimshon. But Shimshon was also a very unique Nazir, because the laws that Shimshon had to follow were not consistent with the basic halachas of Naziris. Ordinarily, even a Nazir Oilam, for example, called Yud Beis Chodesh, he's allowed to be Mekel Batar, he's allowed to trim his hair a little bit. Shimshon wasn't allowed to touch his hair. His powers came from his hair. But Shimshon wasn't allowed to touch his hair. Additionally, Shimshon's Naziris had no Hatara. And a person throughout the Dairis has a right to say that I want to be a Nazir, but not just a Nazir, I'm like a Nazir Shimshon. And if he says he's Makabel Nazir Shimshon, his Naziris is going to follow the laws of Nazir Shimshon, which means there's going to be no Atar. When this person made a Neder, he said he wanted to make a Neder like Shimshon Baal Deliva. And the Shoyl held that being that his Neder
He was toila in Nezirah Shimshin, just like Nezirah Shimshin, there's no hatara. So too, there's going to be no hatara here either. And Chavs Yor doesn't even understand it. He says Nezirah Shimshin is a chiddush in Nezirahs, that there's a concept of a regular Nezirahs, and then there's a Nezirah Shimshin. You can make a neder and be matvis the neder from today till tomorrow in Nezirah Shimshin, but at the end of the day, the neder doesn't take on the laws of Shimshin to say that this is a neder, that this is a neder that all of a sudden is not going to have the laws of hatara. Incidentally, he writes Bederech Agav, Vikibalti, I have a Kabbalah, Shahan. Listen to this. If somebody makes a neder shal rishus, not nidre mitzvah, but if somebody makes a neder shal rishus, it's a bad thing, right? Kala neder kilu ban obama, so it's a bad thing. What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to be mat neder. So the Chavz Yor says, I have a kabbalah that if somebody makes a neder and he doesn't want to be mat neder, I'm uncomfortable being mat neder. He's kemechuser emana be kabbalas chazal. You know why? Yishmak, because the Mishnah says in Masechet Chagiga daf Yudam and Aleph that hetin nedarim is parchim ba'aver. It's really not rooted in Teresh HaBeksav. It's very much in Teresh HaBalpeh. So when a person says that I'm not comfortable being Matan Eder, it sounds like he's like questioning the Parchim Ba'aver. Oh, you're not comfortable because it's not Mefurish? That's not good. Now you're already touching on Lahitzim Yiliban Shal Tadaikim. But the bottom line is, some Gishmak Arayt, and we go, Zakh Mishnah Vayter, Echad Shebishal Boy. So with regards to the Halacha of Merika V'Shtifa. So Merika V'Shtifa is really going to be the topic of the next two dafin, but just for now, just to start the sugya. So if a karban chatas was cooked in a klina chayshe, so there's a mitzvah Merika V'Shtifa. It says the Mishnah, Echad Shebisha Bayi, whether it was cooked, the Echad She'iru L'Tei Chareseach, or the chatas wasn't physically cooked. Right, when you think of cooking, you fill it up with water, you put the meat inside, you put it on top of a fire. That's not what happened. What happened was you had a kedera that was made of klina chayshe, you took rotev of a karban chatas and you poured it, you will ma'ar it into the karban chatas. So we know Irui creates bliyos and pleitos and has certain bishul ramifications throughout Shas. So that's what happened over here. It says the Mishnah that if you are ma'ar the roitev of a karban chatas into this klina chayshes, that's enough to say that there's going to be halacha merika v'shli. Echad kachim gadashim, echad kachim kalim tu merika v'shli. Whether it's kachim gadashim or whether it's kachim kalim, you have the mitzvah merika v'shtifa. And this is a very big chiddush, because even though the Mishnah, even though the pasuk is talking about a karban chatas, when the Torah mentions the halacha of kibos and shvira and Marika Vishnifa by a Klina Chayshes, the Torah says all these halachas we're by a carbon chatas. It says it by a carbon chatas, stating that the Mishnah says Kachim Kadashim, Kachim Kalim all need Marika Vishnifa. Shimon Amirav Shimon says Kachim Kalim ain't tuna Marika Vishnifa. Kachim Kalim does not need Marika Vishnifa. Tana Rabbanan Asher Tevushal Boy. It says the Kli Cheres Asher Tevushal Boy Yishaver. Only Elo Shabishal Boy. I know from there only if it was physically cooked. What happens if you didn't cook the chatos in the keli, in the kli cheres, but rather you took the liquid form, the rotev, and you poured it into the kli? How do you know you have the same mitzvah of shvira, or with regards to the kli nechayshes, you have the same mitzvah of merika v'shtifa, talmud loy mevashah tevushah boy yishaver, no matter how it got in, if there's blias now of the karbon chatos, yishaver, you have to break it. Boy, Rabbi Bacham has to shak, tolu ba'aver tanuma. What's the halacha if you suspended the chatos into the aver of the tanner, but the chatos never touched the aver? So you have a tanner, it's made out of cheres, this coals on the bottom, this fire coming up, you take a kebab, you put the meat, the chatos on the kebab, and now you have it on top, it's grilling. Like the old campfires, right? So it's grilling right now inside the fire. So it never touched the tanner, right? It never touched the tanner. So do you have a halacha now of shvira on this tanner shal cheres? Or do you not? Does it have to touch? Does it have to physically be inside? Or that's enough that it's been cooked from it? That would be okay. What's the question? Now, bishul biluhu de kapur rachmano. Do you need tsai that the chatas was cooked in the tanner and that there were bliyos? Over here it was cooked in the tanner, but being that it's not touching the tanner, the assumption is there's no bliyos. Maybe it's enough that it was cooked inside, so even though there's no bliyos, meaning it never touched the kedera, the tanner, maybe that's enough that it should be a problem. Amar Rava, Rava said Tashma, I'll bring you a raya. Because the Mishnah said, Echad Shebishal Boy, Ve'echad She'iru L'Teich HaReseach, whether the chatas was cooked inside the tanner, or whether you were just Ma'aru L'Teich HaReseach, what's the halacha? The halacha is that there's a halacha of shvira. Now, l'chura, when you're ira l'toicha reiseach, all you have is blias, but it was never cooked inside. Because ira is not bishul,
all the significance of Iri is that you're now going to have Blias at the Chattas inside the Licheres. And what does the Torah say? What does the Mishnah say? You have the Halacha of Yishovetz, learned that from a Pasuk. So just like Blias without Bishul is enough to have a mitzvah of Shvira, then Bishul without Blias should also be enough. Because what was the Shaila? A Bishul Ubilua Kapit Rachmanu? Do you need Bishul and Blias? Or maybe Bishul's enough? Well, I know you don't need Bishul and Blias because I know that from Iri. Iri is Blia without Bishul. So just like Blia without Bishul is enough, then maybe Bishul without Blia should be enough as well. But the Gemara says, no, I don't think that's a raya, because Bilua b'lay Bishul k'lay k'mibaylan. Blia is without Bishul, that's Pasha, you would have it in Shvira. Ki k'mibaylan, Bishul b'lay Bilua. The Shaila is, if there was Bishul and there was no Bilua, what's the halacha going to be? We'll stop here.